Louis Armstrong began and ended his career playing mostly in small New Orleans-style jazz bands, but in the 1930s and most of the 40s, he worked with a large orchestra while recording side projects with other singers and bands. The recordings he made for Decca between 1935 and 46 are collected in a new box set. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it confirms the range and depth of Armstrong's art.
On a little bamboo bridge by the waters of Kalua, beneath Hawaiian skies, I fell in love with you.
Louis Armstrong on a rare dip into Hawaiian music with Andy Iona and his Islanders in 1937. It's almost a jazz axiom that singers who can swing any material will be called on to do so. And no exaggeration to say Armstrong made swinging popular to begin with. He sounded so good doing it, everybody wanted it. Singers and players both.
Now, I'll be glad when your dad should ask you. I'll be tickled to death when you leave this earth, you dog. I took you for my friend, and you drank up all my gin. I sure be glad when that cat's dead and buried.
Louis Armstrong on trumpet, 1941, fronting the Louis Russell Orchestra that had backed him often since 1929. They had more New Orleans feeling than the average swing band. With them in 1938, Armstrong introduced what had become Dixieland music's national anthem, though his original version is still the one to beat. Other good soloists in Louis Russell's band, but they had the same problem top players usually had recording with Armstrong. Almost everyone sounded like a letdown compared to him. But he welcomed fellow singers onto his dates and loved being their comic foil. His guests in the 30s and 40s included old friend Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, and the first of their glorious matchups, future film star Dorothy Dandridge, and most often the four Mills brothers. They help Armstrong give the needle to Stephen Foster's Ode to Plantation Living, The Old Folks at Home.
Now, brothers, it was way down upon the Swanee River.
Far, far away.
There's where my heart is turning pebble.
There's where the old folks stay.
Don't you know one thing? All up and down the whole creation.
Sadly, he rose.
Now, look at that. That's where my heart's still longing for the plantation.
And for the old folks at home.
Now sing, brothers.
Louis Armstrong in sermonizing mode. In the 30s, he also recorded a couple of comedian Burt Williams' comic sermons and absorbed a lot of his half-sung, half-spoken delivery. Like fellow Williams fan Fats Waller, Armstrong heard how swing feeling and comic timing flow together. Both are a matter of precisely placed beats, anticipation, and knowing just how long to delay a payoff. Consider this funeral oration written by Hoagy Carmichael.
Now, poor old Joe, he's gone at last. I mean, that brother's gone to his reward. Poor old Joe let the life too fast. Now, here is my story. Poor old Joe liked his liquor straight and strong. Poor old Joe liked women lean and long. Yes, sir. Tried to go at much too fast a pace. He came in second place to the devil.
All this music comes from Mosaics, the complete Louis Armstrong Decca Sessions, 1935 to 1946. Seven CDs worth by big and little bands, expertly annotated by the finicky dean of Armstrong Annotators, Dan Morgenstern. Pops's decasides demonstrate his excellence as a singer, how he infuses even offhand solos with rhythmic genius, and how he came to personify jazz's twin impulses, to make it new and revel in old glories. Even as he kept refining his language, producers had him revisit some of his milestones. Updating 1928's West End Blues 11 years later, Armstrong showed he'd listened to the original as much as everyone else. By 1939, Armstrong's original West End Blues was revered as a classic, his old improvised solo all but chiseled in stone. In a way, such revivals of his oldies anticipate the nostalgic New Orleans-style groups he'd return to later. By the late 1930s, Louis Armstrong had achieved mythic stature in jazz, before he'd even turned 40.
Kevin Whitehead teaches at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the complete Armstrong Decca Sessions, 1935 to 46, on the Mosaic label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Schurach. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui-Westman, Sam Brigger, Jonathan Minhevar, John Myers, and John Sheehan. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beads?